You might have seen it in some ads recently.
Verizon is going ultra, and so is our best unlimited plan ever. Mary, welcome to Verizon's new plan with 5G ultra wideband now in many more cities.
Cool.
Up to 10 times the speed at zero extra cost.
Okay, but there is a snag. That 5G ultra wideband is really just 5G on a different frequency. That's called C-band, which should deliver faster internet, and we'll explain it to you in a minute. But unfortunately, that C-band frequency, it can interfere with crucial systems in airplanes, including the altimeter, which tells an aircraft how high or low it is. And that tool is pretty crucial for, in particular, landings. In addition, while we are seeing a rollout of this new and improved 5G, we're seeing a rollback of what's called 3G, which plenty of things that you use still use. Older cell phones, home security systems, some life alert devices, even some cars made as recently as 2019 rely on 3G. So, are we ready for the switch? Are you ready for the switch? Do you know what you own that might be about to be obsolete? We're going to talk about it. 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Join that conversation. Have you heard from some company that provides some product you use saying, hey, you're going to have to upgrade this thing because the capability is going away? Joining us now, Hiawatha Bray, a reporter with the Boston Globe who covers technology and business. Hiawatha, welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
So, Hiawatha, I first learned about this after reading a column from you back in December that made me sit up and take notice. But this week, news all over the place about airplanes. So let's start there. Is it safe for people to fly out of Logan Airport like tomorrow, next week? What's actually happening?
Absolutely. Besides, it's not the flying, it's the landing you got to worry about.
Oh, man.
But no, in any case, no, you have to understand that what's going on here is that the FAA is saying we are preemptively not going to allow planes to fly under certain conditions so that we don't have to worry about the danger. What's really more of a threat is the threat of cancellations. Pilots, airlines saying we cannot fly planes into a particular airport because C-band makes it unsafe. So the planes will never depart in the first place. And I'm sure you've heard by now, several airlines based outside the United States have already canceled flights into the U.S., saying they don't feel that it's safe to land their planes near airports where C-band cellular service has just been turned up.
Okay.
Emirates, you know, the big international airline, they're furious. Their CEO actually went out yesterday and started saying, this is one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. What's wrong with the U.S. government? Why didn't they fix this?
So let's break it down first. So people understand, we keep saying this C-band thing. What is it?
C-band is a set of frequencies from like, I don't know, about 3.7 gigahertz up to 4-something gigahertz. And traditionally, they've been used for things like your Wi-Fi router at home or your cordless telephone. Those don't need to be licensed because they put out such a tiny amount of power. It's no big deal. But if you want to put out lots of power on the C-band, you have to get licenses. And those licenses have been basically sold to the nation's major cell carriers, and they paid something like $81 billion for them. This is incredibly valuable space. It's one of the biggest radio frequency sales of all time because C-band allows you to broadcast over long distances, and it can carry insane amounts of data. And that is going to finally give us 5G phones that are really exciting. Remember the early buzz about 5G, and then people tried it and was like, it doesn't really do much different from 4G. This is the moment when 5G is supposed to really get real.
So
you're supposed to be able to get hundreds of megabits of data through your phone.
So a couple of things there. So 5G, 4G, 3G, really just fifth generation version, fourth generation.
That's right.
Okay.
Fifth generation of cellular data service. That's right. And 5G has been a bit of a bust up to now because it hasn't offered that much of an advantage. But C-band is finally going to change that.
Okay.
The problem is that a small part of the C-band is also used for radio altimeters on airplanes. And for whatever reason, the FAA and the FCC and the airlines took their own sweet time trying to figure out how to make sure that all the planes and all the radio altimeters in the planes are compatible. And they hadn't finished. And yesterday was the official day when these companies were all supposed to start using their C-band. Actually, no, T-Mobile is going to use theirs starting, I think, next year. But Verizon and AT&T were desperate to turn on their C-band radios, and they are all set to do it yesterday. And in fact, they did, except around airports. They agreed not to turn them on near airports. But pretty much everywhere else, C-band is up and running now.
And the reason that somebody like the head of Emirates Airlines is so mad is because everyone knew this was coming. Right.
Yep.
And it was just the U.S. government was slow to coordinate between like the FCC and the FAA to make the pivot.
Yep. That's right. They just did not have it sufficiently planned out. Other countries have already started using C-band for this purpose, and they did it differently, and they apparently managed the transition without too much trouble. We're gaining, we're making progress here. As of what, Sunday, the FAA had certified that 45% of America's, the U.S. commercial fleet was compatible with C-band. It's now up to 62%, but there are still plenty of planes in the U.S. fleet
38%.
Which cannot safely rely on their air, on their radar altimeters.
Okay, so I have to come back because you joked at the beginning, yeah, it's safe to take off in a plane from Logan. The landing is the problem. And you also
exactly.
just said 38% of our airplanes aren't certified for this yet. So why
right.
is it okay? Is it because basically we...
If those planes won't fly, that's the point. They're not
right.
going to fly them. That's right. the problem. Those planes, at least they will not be allowed to fly under weather conditions that require the use of radar altimeters. You can land a plane without a radar altimeter under certain circumstances, like during the day in clear weather and the like. But if the weather gets bad and that plane isn't certified to use its radar altimeter, it's not going.
Last question on this, and then I want to talk about cell phones and some other things. But we already have seen massive cancellations and flight delays over the last month or so with airlines. Is this going to put a huge new spanner in the works for air travel?
I don't think so, simply because the cell phone company said, we're not going to turn it on, remember?
Yeah.
Yesterday they said, fine, we will turn on C-band except within close range of airports. They have already agreed not to do it. So for now, everything's fine. They just won't be able to run C-band service anywhere near like Logan or Kennedy or O'Hare or things like that. So no, it's not going to cause that. But it's just an unnecessary fuss that could have been avoided if better planning had taken place.
All right, now let's talk cell phones specifically for a minute. The push is to these new 5G cell phones. I needed to replace my phone, my iPhone, a few months back. I wanted to be cheap and buy a new, you know, older model. And they were like, don't do that because eventually it's just going to stop working. So a couple of questions there. How soon will people need to have 5G-enabled cell phones in order to have their cell phone work? Or is there a long tail on that piece?
Oh, there's a very long tail on that. There's no need to run out and get it at all. First of all, by the way, when we talk about C-band, there might be only a dozen models of phone currently on the market that even accept C-band, that are even compatible with C-band.
Like? Do you know a couple examples?
All of the latest iPhone, the S21 from Samsung, a few others. See, like you said, everybody knew this was coming, so some of the more expensive phones have already got the capability built in. Another thing, though, the dirty little secret of 5G is it's not essential for most consumer applications because we're still waiting for somebody to invent an application that really needs it, because 4G is pretty adequate for what most of us do with our smartphones. You want really super speed when you're at home and you're streaming, and like one person's watching a Netflix video and another one's playing Fortnite and all that stuff. On your phone, how often are you going to need hundreds of megabits of data speed? Not very often. So it's not that essential.
So it's not like one day once this thing switches on, when I'm going to, you know, pick up my phone and suddenly it's awesome in some way that it wasn't awesome the day before.
For most people, I would say not yet anyway. The big thing is they keep promising us that someday soon they're going to invent applications that will take full advantage of 5G. The one I have the most hope for is virtual reality type stuff. I think there's a real potential that some of the higher end virtual reality systems might work very well with this and take full advantage of this kind of speed. Most of the really useful applications for it are, I think, commercial and industrial and even medical, like using it to do simultaneously to do surgery where the doctor is located on the other side of the planet and he's controlling a surgical robot here in Boston. That sort of thing you really couldn't do safely with other systems, but it probably was going to be possible to do that with 5G.
Just because data will go so fast that you can put more through and there's less lag?
Exactly. The less lag is the most important part. 5G has far less latency from the moment you do something on one end till it happens at the other end. That's the big reason why it's going to be good for a lot of industrial and medical uses. And that's going to be much more significant, I think, than a lot of the consumer stuff, which for now is just not that big a deal.
All right. So Hiawatha, I want to pivot now, because what really caught my attention with your column back in December was the fact that as 5G sort of ramps up, 3G rolls back, and there are things people use in everyday life, like medical alert devices or burglar alarms that rely on 3G, and might just stop working. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's very simple. That, you know, it's the same thing that caused the C-band issue. There's a whole bunch of radio frequencies currently being used for 3G. Almost nobody's using them anymore. So they say, let's start using them for 4G and 5G. But it isn't that really nobody's using them. Very few of us have 3G phones anymore. But a lot of those older Kindle devices, you know how they download the book directly in the device? They're doing it on 3G. If you have home security systems, a huge number of the nation's home security systems call the police using 3G. Medical alert bracelets, that's right. Oh, those bracelets that they give people who are out on parole, a lot of them use 3G too. All these convicts are going to be running wild because 3G is going to be turned off.
So,
and then there are cars, the car telematic systems. I was shocked by this. As recently as 2019, car makers were putting 3G modems in their cars. Why? Why weren't they using 4G? Well, because it was cheaper to keep using 3G. But whenever 3G gets turned off, they're going to be in trouble. Now, here's the deal. Verizon turns off 3G at the end of the year. T-Mobile, somewhere in the middle of this year. But AT&T, which is a major provider of 3G for non-phone devices, they shut it off in February.
All right, so stop right there, because what if I've got an older adult that I love who's living alone and uses a medical alert bracelet of some kind? You know, I guess I'm imagining, Hiawatha, the I've fallen and I can't get up kind of device.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
this is a real life and death safety issue. Do people know, like companies that sold that medical alert bracelet, are they letting customers know? And are people going to incur costs they can't afford to fix it, like in your car? I mean, your car is expensive.
Right. In many cases, like with cars, you're not going to be able to do anything. It depends on the car. Some cars actually are upgradable. Other cars aren't. In some cases, you're just going to be out of luck. With medical alert bracelets, you need to contact the company that makes it. To be fair, most of the companies in these industries are reaching out to their customers and telling them. Like I talked to ADT, the security company. They've been emailing and phoning and contacting people, telling them this. You know what's been a big problem for them and also for the medical alert people? You know what's been a big problem?
No.
COVID. They were, like in the case of ADT, they would send somebody to your house, but they couldn't. All through last year, when they would normally have been sending people to people's houses to upgrade their ADT systems, they couldn't. It's less of a problem if you've got the newer systems where they're modular and the consumer himself can plug in a new unit. And in some cases, that's what they're doing. They're mailing upgrades to their customers and saying, hey, you got to start using this one instead of that one. And some of the medical alert companies are doing the same thing.
So, Hiawatha,
if you're not sure, you should contact the company if you've got a relative who's using those things.
I know you've got a pretty good handle with the car manufacturers as to which cars, sort of late model cars, might still have 3G and which car manufacturers made the change.
No, I don't. I've read some. I know some of them do, but I couldn't tell you which models and which years they're.
Interesting. So like a Toyota could be, you know, if you have a 2019 Toyota, it may or may not be 3G. Honda may or may not be 3G.
Yeah, well, exactly. You really should check with your manufacturer. Although, as I understand it, the car companies that are in this situation have been reaching out to their customers, too. So there's a good chance if you've got a car like that, you've probably already been contacted by your manufacturer. If you haven't, it wouldn't be a bad idea to check. You could probably check online and just find out which particular radio frequency is used in your particular car. Contact the manufacturer of the vehicle.
Last question for you. Lots of people have all kinds of internet-enabled things in their houses, refrigerators, washing machines. Mm-hmm. Is there potential that your internet-enabled appliances may also have this problem?
Do that many people actually have internet-enabled appliances? I don't know. And the ones I know of are connected to their home Wi-Fi. I don't know how many of them use 3G or 4G. They usually connect to your household Wi-Fi system, which, of course, is going to be fine. So that's not really an issue.
That's at least reassuring.
This is not to panic about. You just have to check it out and see whether you've got the right device.
All right. Hiawatha Bray, reporter with the Boston Globe. Always great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us on this.
Thank you.